Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Good evening, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. Welcome to Legal Treats Season 3. My name is Aileen Ligadizan. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And my co-host tonight, Neska.
Yes, good evening, Texas, and good morning, Philippines. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in the Philippines. And of course, we're live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch every 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7:30 a.m. Philippine Time. And of course, hello to our weekly listeners on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. So, Attorney Aileen, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy week. I have a back-to-back hearing this week, which means that, you know, I had a hearing last Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday is always a busy day. But other than that, I'm good. How about you, Neska?
Doing great also. Yeah. I'm looking forward for the weekend.
And why is that?
Wow. We can rest and probably do other things that we can't do during the weekdays.
Aha. You know, if you once you have your own family, you will, and then you have kids, you will realize that the weekend is actually the busiest part of your week.
Wow.
It's the other way around. It's not a rest day, you know.
So I'll have to be grateful that I'm still single and I don't have my own family yet.
Well, enjoy while it's there. Because once you have kids, you know, weekend becomes your laundry day, grocery day, you know, kids time, play time, park time, everything.
Family time.
House cleaning. So, yeah, it's really the most tiring part of the week.
Yeah, somebody's listening to us, Attorney Aileen, for sure.
And they can relate to us. Yeah, that's right. So if you are watching us right now live here, feel free to post your comments, your suggestions, shout outs to your friends, and we will read them throughout the show. And in case you want to watch the live show later on, don't forget to go to YouTube channel, because Facebook will delete the live show, the record live show, after 30 days. So better follow and subscribe Lawin Media Network YouTube channel.
That's right. So today, Attorney Aileen, we're continuing our Women in Law series, where we spotlight fearless women shaping the legal profession. So, but today, you know,
wait a minute. So last week, I missed last week, yeah. And you and Krisha were, you know, talking about each other's experience. I actually enjoyed listening. I was listening while I'm driving. I was on the road. I can't remember if I'm driving back from Dallas because I have to appear in court in Tarrant County. So I was listening to the two of you while I'm driving. It's like just laughing, you know, these two young ladies. But you did a great job. You know, it was very entertaining. I hope that our listeners, viewers, they're able to get something from you, especially those who are aspiring to become lawyers, those who are planning to go to law school or join the legal profession, because really it starts from when you start dreaming of becoming one, you know.
So yeah, that's right, Attorney Aileen. We had a lot of experience in law school that we shared last time, last time also was it was Holy Week here in the Philippines. We celebrated the Holy Week. It was Black Saturday last week. But today, Attorney Aileen, we're flipping the script. Last time it was me and Krisha. They were flipping the script because the incredible woman we are featuring today is someone we already know and love. She's our very own legal bestie and, of course, our podcast host and courtroom powerhouse. No other than Attorney Aileen.
Thank you. It's nice to be here with you, Neska. And I mean that because I've been out for a while.
Yeah, you're going to be in the hot seat today. It's not every day.
Okay, so let's see how hot it could be. I know in the Philippines, it's already hot. It's summertime, right?
It's really hot here in the Philippines. I guess our temperature is around 42 degrees. It's really hot.
Well, it's hot here also in Texas because we're getting into the summer season also. But I don't know if the weather's going to be hotter than what we're going to talk about.
You know, Attorney Aileen, it's not every day that we get to hear the story behind the voice. So, yeah, we're excited to ask you some questions today as, you know, we'd like to know or get to know you better. So,
of course.
Yeah, after our break, we'll ask you some questions. We'll also do the quick cross.
I love that. I'm excited about that. So, yeah, I'm excited. You're going to be asking me.
Yeah, so maybe we can have a short break, and then after that, we'll ask you the quick cross.
All right, stick around.
Back.
Yes, that was quick.
Yes, that was quick. And yes, Attorney Aileen, so are you excited for our quick cross today?
Yeah, I'm wondering what you prepare there. I know this is more of like impromptu.
Yeah, this is so impromptu. So yeah, before we dive into your story, Attorney Aileen, we're starting off with a quick cross. Okay. Short questions, quick answers. No overthinking, no worries.
All right, bring it on.
Okay, let's start with Attorney Aileen, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Courtroom or beach?
Beach. And courtroom. You know, there's already, you know, lawyers on the beach now, right?
Yeah. So, paper files or digital docs?
Digital.
Favorite legal code?
Nothing really. Like, you know, probably represent your client zealously. I have to remember that all the time.
Yeah. Netflix break or podcast prep?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I don't really have time for anyone or any of those two. So, but I would love to watch movies, action movies. So I'll choose Netflix.
Okay. Dream travel destination.
The wonders of the world. I'd love to see them before they're gone.
Okay, what's your go-to comfort food after a stressful case?
Chocolate. Sweets.
Most used emoji when texting clients?
I don't use emoji for when I text clients. Oh, I don't text clients unless it's necessary, but yeah.
How about most used emoji when texting your husband?
I don't really use emoji a lot because I have to browse. It takes time. So
yeah.
Maybe heart. That's just the easiest one there.
Okay. So which is more stressful, bar exam or family reunion?
Bar exam.
Bar exam. Okay. So what's the worst legal advice you've ever heard?
The worst?
Yeah.
Legal advice, well, if you advise them something illegal, then that's not legal, right? So, I'm not sure. There should not be worse legal advice. Not that I know of.
Okay.
Do you have? So, have you heard any worse legal advice?
No. But it's you who are doing the quick cross. So you may ask that.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so if your life were a law book, what would its title be?
If I am what?
If your life were a law book, what would its title be?
It's a law book, right? Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe something about family. Family mystery law. I don't know. Something like that. Haven't thought of that. Okay.
The one thing you always forget to bring to court.
Gosh, always?
Yeah.
It's not the same all the time. Sometimes I forget my fan, or I forgot. Oh yeah, this is the most freaking one. Because I always wear heels, so I always forget to bring my flat shoes. in case I'm walking towards the car. It's really a hard walk if you're wearing 5 inches heels, right? So I always forget that. That's what I need to remember.
Okay, so what's more chaotic? Cross-examination or a mall sale on payday?
I don't really go to a mall sale a lot, but maybe during the Black Friday sale at Walmart one time, that was just chaotic. I know you were also seeing that on the news. That's true, those people there during that time.
Okay, so what's your secret weapon before a big hearing day?
I pray. Actually two, prayers and preparation.
No, that's not a secret anymore.
Well, not everybody is actually preparing, right?
Yeah. So last question. If your gavel could talk, what would it say?
Stop. Stop bugging me. Justice if you want that. Yeah. I wish I had one. I don't have one, that's why.
Okay, so that was all that we nearly really had so much fun.
That's it. Okay, I was expecting harder questions. No, just kidding.
So nabitin ka, Attorney Aileen. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Sana naman yung mga cute naman yung questions. Ay, hirap naman ang questions mo.
You answered it cutely naman.
I tried not to be serious today. It's Friday. And everybody's excited, for the weekend. Because of Friday night, I don't have because we have a podcast. And usually I have meetings after the podcast too. And it's been a long week. So looking forward to resting on a Friday evening. Yeah. Sorry. How about you? How do you, what is Friday to you?
Well, Friday is work day
question,
for me.
Right?
Yeah, of course. Well, Friday is work day for me. Also, Attorney Aileen. Probably can just rest on those Sundays here in the Philippines. I go to church, spend time with family, and probably do some household chores here.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the time you actually do a lot of household chores. On the weekend. But yeah, Sundays, family day and church day. I try to keep it that way. At least my Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. We actually have the first question here.
Have a question. Okay.
What's the most heartbreaking case you handled from me doing?
Oh my gosh, May. Baka magkaiyakan tayo dito, May. Okay. I'm a divorce attorney here, so it involves sometimes the divorce case involves children, not just property. And whenever there are children involved, it's always heartbreaking. Because what's happening is they're losing their one family. And some children can't handle it well. So it's really heartbreaking to see 2-year-old kid having to face the reality that their parents are separating. But you also see some children who are actually the one pushing their parents to go ahead and get a divorce. You know exactly what's happening in that house if the children are already asking for the parents to get the divorce. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's never easy in every divorce case, even if there are no children. It's always not easy. Divorce is always have to go through a lot of emotions. Especially if the marriage they've been married for a long time. There's always a lot of emotional investments and also property assets. It's not easy to divide those, property. Sometimes husband and wife, when they're in a divorce case, sometimes it's not anymore just separating, but also one of the goal of one of them is probably getting more than the other. So they fight even up to the smallest item in the house, like a trash can maybe, or a collection of beanie toys. Mm. You have to actually put that in the decree that they are who's getting what. Mm. So yung away ba na ano yung dapat mas marami sa akin kaysa sa kanya, ganun. Kasi mas nagtrabaho ako, mas marami akong na-invest. Kasi siya ng babae, dapat ako yung mas marami. So yung mga ganun na mentality na pag-aawayan kahit na yung isang upuan. Na hindi kami matatapos, hindi kami magkakaroon ng settlement dahil ayaw, hindi sila magkasundo kung sino ang kukuha. Ganun.
We actually have a follow-up question here from me, De Vera. If you're not handling divorce or immigration cases, will you consider handling criminal cases also?
Well, not sure about criminal cases. I think it depends on what kind of case. But I'm more on civil and family and business and immigration. So I enjoy them.
Yeah.
But I'm open to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't close my door.
Yeah, Attorney Aileen, before we ask you more questions about your practice, we'd also like to know the very basic or the start, or how did you know that you wanted to be a lawyer?
How did I know? You mean when? That's probably at a very young age. I think I told this story before already in one of the interviews. When I was young, like as young as I was elementary, I see lawyers on the TV, movies, and they look so powerful, elegant. I love the way they dress up, in the court, the way they carry themselves, the way they carry that their heels and all that. Their hair is so neat, and they look so powerful. I love that. Actually, that's when I started. I want to be like them. I want to be a lawyer. So, but that was at a very young age. But of course, when I was, growing up, my parents are actually wanting me to or getting me to go to the medical school. That's why my undergraduate was BS biology, because it's a preparatory for medicine. But initially, when I applied to take the test in UP, the UPCA test, you have to choose your three top courses or program. So the first one is what you really wanted to, the program that you really like to be included. And then if you don't reach the score, they have the score in the test, they'll look into your second choice or third choice. It depends on where your score is going to fit. So BS Biology is a cap course. So that means it's really hard to get in there. So I'm really not expecting, because I want my second choice is political science. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to go that way, right? But yeah, I got into biology. So okay, maybe this is where I'm going, right? So I finish it. And then after graduation, I talked to my tatay that I'm pursuing law school. I thought it's going to be hard for me to convince him, but no, he was very supportive. As a matter of fact, I was just, and I know maybe you can relate with this story, because When I was a first year law school law student, syempre pagkatapos ng semester o ng pag summertime na ano, so you go back home, right? Aba, bago pala dumating, may mga naka-line up na magtatanong. So I'm just first year, di ba? So that's how excited he was during that time. Para okay, makatulong.
So, yeah. So talking about law school, attorney Aileen, what was the biggest challenge you had when you were in law school?
Well, every day was a challenge because una-una, I was a working student, like a full-time working during that time. So I and just like you, I was listening to your story, diba? And there's a lot of readings that we have to do, like 20 cases, and then you go to law, and then you go to school at night. So magtatrabaho ka ng 8 to 5, and then I only have 30 minutes window from work to school, and then 5:30 usually start ng class. So yun yung struggle ko every day is because I have, you know, I have work to do, and then I have to read and prepare. So syempre, when will I do all that, right? That's why it's a challenge every day. And siguro the other challenge is yung the teachers, the professors themselves. Some professors are not very reasonable. You know, especially, syempre, nagtatrabaho ka, ganyan. So they expect that y'all are on the same boat. Kung nakakapag-aral, yung iba dapat ganun ka din. Which makes sense, dapat lang naman talaga, because that's why you went to law school, is so you can study and learn. It's just we have different circumstances, and sometimes the circumstance we are at makes it more difficult for our situation.
Yeah, but you were able to overcome those challenges in law school, and you know, you graduated also with flying colors in law school.
I have to, because I want to be a lawyer. You okay. Know, it's the mindset.
Yeah.
You know? Yun yun.
When you were able to pass the bar exam, attorney, can you share your experience? How you managed or how you navigated through life after passing the bar exam?
Oh, of course. I can't believe it first. Diba? Parang, wow, naipas ako, diba? Pero I definitely, my thought was, of course, my family, because they were with me. I remember when I was taking the bar exam, my mom actually was, I requested, diba may baon yun, diba may lunch break? So mm-hmm. I want to enjoy my lunch para masaya yung exam ko, you know, inspired ako. So I asked my mom to prepare lunch for me. So yung baon. So kailangan pala pag pumunta. Kasi I remember yung iba hindi na daw sila makakain because they have to cram reviewing for the test in the afternoon. Pero ang totoo yun, you need to take a break kasi yung brain mo has to rest. Tapos, you know, mag-recharge. So kailangan mong kumain. Kailangan kalimutan mo muna nag-exam ka para ma-recharge yung brain mo. So I remember everybody yung mga nag-exam, they're cramming, they're reading, they're not eating. Ako kumakain lang ako, so I'm watching them. But you know, syempre you budgeted your time. So yun yung mga naisip ko when I pass, like, oh my gosh, nag-pay off yung mga ganun. And then of course, when I pass the bar, I'm not sure if this applies to all, right? Ang unang-unang pumasok sa isip ko is yung hardship, yung struggle ko. Not looking forward muna, parang, you know, hindi pa nagsisink in yung gagawin mo after that. Ang gusto mo lang is to celebrate yung success mo. Nalagpasan mo na yung napakahirap na bahagi na yon ng buhay mo. Because, you know, law school is already hard in itself, but if you don't pass the bar, law school is parang it's not complete, you know. Kailan mo pa rin. It should be part of that is graduating and then passing. Yeah.
So yes, attorney Aileen, can you share your experience on how you navigated through life after passing the bar? Like, you're already employed as a lawyer.
Yeah, I was at the Court of Appeals at the time. So actually, siguro nakatulong din yung I'm surrounded by lawyers and judges. You know, you're inspired. You know, they remind you that you have to be like me. You know, this is where you're going. Ganyan. So it helps yung surroundings mo. Kung ano yung ginagalawan mo. Kaya mas maganda. Remember, I mentioned in one of our podcasts that if you want to be a lawyer, you have to surround yourself with people na lawyers, judges, ganyan, because sila yung makakapagbigay sa'yo ng mga tips. Ganon. And then, so I practiced it in the Court of Appeals before we moved to the U.S. Of course, when we moved here, I have to start from the scratch. It wasn't easy. Parang you have to go through it again, all over again. I have to go back to law school. You know, I have to read cases again. I have to attend classes again. And then I have to review for the bar again, and I have to pass the bar again. So it's a repetition of, you know, what I imagine na hindi ko nalagpasan ko na, you know, like tapos na ako, itas ito na naman. But you know, there's nothing I can do because I have to do it. If I really wanted to be a lawyer here, I have to do all of it. But that's when I saw the difference between, you know, law school there in the Philippines and law school here. So nakatulong din naman yung experience ko na in the past because I already know what I want, you know. I already know how to analyze. I have, you know, practiced writing. It became part of my job already. So parang medyo natural na lang yun. Kaya lang, syempre, iba rin yung style dito. So I have to make a lot of adjustments too. Yun yung, ano. But, yeah, kasi pag bumunta ka dito, you're not, even if you're a lawyer in the Philippines, you have to be licensed here, so. And then, since you're talking about navigating, I put up my law firm after that. I put up my practice. Hindi ako nag-apply sa mga law firms, private law firms, big law firms, because I know that it's not going to be easy. I'm a foreign graduate. And even if I graduated here too, I'm still foreign to them. You know, so my culture is a little bit different from them. It's gonna be hard to get into these law firms. Sabi ko, well, why would I do that? I can put up my own practice. So that's what I did.
So, Attorney Aileen, have you felt discriminated since you've mentioned that you're foreign there? So have you felt discriminated during your practice days?
During my siguro light lang, or siguro hindi ko lang pinapansin, you know. When you say discriminated, there are many ways to be discriminated, not just because I'm a woman or not just because I'm a woman and I'm colored, you know, and I'm tiny. Siguro some people, they don't really mean that na tawagin kang little girl, but, you know, in court, if somebody called me, you know, little girl, I think the first time I heard that, wala lang sa akin yun, because, you know, I didn't feel it was wrong, because sometimes it's just a joke. Pero when somebody made me realize, oh, actually that's very mean, that's actually rude, you know. So oh really? Oh, okay. I'm glad I didn't feel it that way, because so mama dapat ang loob ko, di ba? Sometimes gusto ko na nga rin yung ganun eh. So you can stay positive. You know, but you know, the law, little by little now open yung mind mo na, oh, discriminatory pala tong taong to, you know, or dapat pala hindi niya ako tinawag ng sweetie kasi discriminatory pala dito yun, you know. Pero hanggang ngayon, and I don't take this one against the sheriffs, yung bailiffs sa loob ng court, lagi akong tinatanong kung law student. Sabi ko sa kanila na, you know what? I like that. I feel young. When you call me law students. Oh, you're an attorney? Yes, I am. Okay, but I'm sorry. Yeah, it's okay. So, you know, I just take it lightly. Unless it's a very obvious that, you know, that person is very mean and purposely discriminating me up front, then it's a different story. So far, wala naman ganun. Yeah.
So far, wala naman. But Attorney, was there ever a moment where someone underestimated you and you totally proved them wrong?
I'm not sure if underestimated. You know, kasi practice is more of a strategy. More of how do you approach your opposing counsel, you know, or how are you gonna get to the end how you're gonna get to the end result that you want. So siguro hindi naman underestimate. It's just part of the strategy, you know. Sometimes kasi, and I say this because initially when I was dealing with an opposing counsel na ano na lalaki matangkad, kasi hanggang bewang lang ako, intimidating yan, di ba? But pag mabait naman, okay lang. I mean, you know, I don't care about my height. Mas maganda nga yun eh, because I can easily, you know, makalusot-lusot ka, kasi usually madaming tao sa lobby eh. But yun nga, there was one time na there was an opposing counsel and he was very aggressive with the way he communicates, the way he talks to me, and parang ano, walang masyadong respect sa kapwa lawyer, you know. And that's why I realized siguro that's just a tactic, you know, a strategy to intimidate me, you know. So that's how I look at it. So para next time I can prepare kapag may nagkikipag-usap ako sa opposing counsel. But most of them naman ay mababait. Most of my opposing counsels here are nice, because we all want a better result for our case. They're seriously representing their clients, and so am I, and this is our profession. And we will see each other from time to time. You know, sometimes I see one counsel many times in different cases. So we try to be nice to each other.
Yeah, Attorney Aileen, just wondering, what kind of internal or external pressure do women lawyers usually face today?
Well, we're trying to break the ceiling all the time. You know, we want to be there where there was we want to be in a position where there was no women who held that position, because we want to try to prove ourselves that, you know, we're the same in terms of intelligence, in terms of strategy, tactics, ganyan. So siguro ano lang pagka medyo it depende doon sa tone ng other lawyer kung paano ka i-treat, and then of course you have to stand up for yourself, you know, parang kahit na intimidate ka, you shouldn't look like you are being intimidated. So you have to learn how to turn the table against the other person. So it doesn't really matter kung maliit ka sa magandang, ay maliit siya, pero you know, pero ang lakas ng boses niya, ang lakas ng dating niya kahit maliit siya. So that's why ang power ko is wearing heels, para no, minsan, you know, it adds up to the confidence na parang, you know, stand tall with all your poise and all, and you know, you can carry yourself no matter how hard a conversation is, you know.
So Attorney, can you consider na being a woman is like parang mas advantages pa in the practice?
Actually, in a lot of cases, I feel that way. You know, well, in divorce, in family law, especially in a divorce case, karamihan ng mga, and I'm not saying na mas magaling ang mga babae, no, but mas marami yung naghahanap ng women na lawyer, family lawyer or divorce attorney. I guess because if you're a woman, you can relate mostly sa you can penetrate the emotion deeply sa mga clients mo. You can empathize. I'm not saying that men cannot. You know, again, it depends. Pero generally, mas gusto nilang yung madaling kausap, madaling makaintindi, nakaka-empathize sa kanila. Yeah, yun yung siguro. And then yung iba naman is charm. Minsan nadadala mo rin sa charm, di ba? Yun. Basta as long as you know how to use those techniques, strategies, how you're gonna navigate yourself into getting the positive result for your client.
All right, very well said, Attorney Aileen. We'll hear more of your techniques or strategies when we come back after our break.
All right, see ya.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories, from elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits. I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Hello po, dyan sa mga taga-Texas. Nandyan po kami ni Desa sa June 14. At meron po kaming show sa Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center on June 14. So, nandyan po ang mga detalye below sa ating poster. And I hope to see you soon, guys. See you sa June 14!
And we're back.
And we're back here at Legal Treats with Attorney Aileen. And yes, Attorney Aileen is our special guest pa rin this episode.
Sana so, para maging special guest, no?
yun nga yung sabi ni Ma'am Delia Ligot. I love you, Attorney Aileen. God bless you always.
I love you, Nay! You know, sabi ko nga sa kanya, siguro ang sikreto is yung yeah, alam mo yung ampalaya na mayroong itlog, yung ginisa mo sa itlog, mm-hmm. and then yung pinipritong isda. I mm-hmm. love that combination.
Yeah, you know, the best.
Yun yung lunch ko. Sa mm-hmm. mga lunches ko that time, talagang akala mo full lunch meal yung akin. But yeah, I specifically requested that from my mom, sa nanay ko.
Okay, so no. Mother mo pala, si Ma'am Delia Ligot.
Yes. Magaling magtay ang mom ko, ang nanay ko. So, sa kanya nagpapatay ng materno dati. Yun, kaya, marami yung mga... Kasi yung business na niya is dressmaking. So, lumaki ako sa ganong business. That's why I'm always looking at the fashion, yung mga trends, yung how are you, wearing your dress, ganyan. Very particular ako dun kasi lamaki ako sa ganung business.
Yeah, eh, you're always well-dressed.
Yeah. In the past, hindi ako bumibili ng ready-made. Laging made to order.
Wow.
Yeah, magaling ang mom ko. Eh. Bawal yung natatasas ang damit. Bawal yan. Magagalit pag nakita niya.
So, Trini Aileen, just curious, who inspired you the most in your legal journey?
Well, the most, kasi marami naman sila eh. My family. Because I started my dream with my family in my dream. So actually, I learned how to dream because of my family. So whatever I do, sabi ko, sila yung nandoon. Sila yung, nangarap ako because I want to give them something better than what we already had at that time. Very supportive ang parents ko. And they value education so much. I know that kaya nga sabi ko, when time comes, I also wanted to do the same thing sa mga kapatid ko, just syempre sa magiging family ko. And of course, kung magalit si Attorney Orly. Siyempre, actually, siya yung talagang nag-convince sa akin na, yeah, well, let's go to law school together. No, kasi siyempre, minsan nakakatakot din pumunta ka mag-isa. But malaki yung influence siya rin na, okay, sige, dalawa tayo so we can do this. And so we graduated from law school na sabay, And then, when I work at the Court of Appeals, nag-work naman siya sa Krame. I worked there as a court attorney sa Court of Appeals. He was working sa legal department sa Krame. And then when we moved here, siya rin nag-encourage sa akin to go back to school, to law school. Napakasipag mag-aral kasi niyan. Ang dami-daming graduations niyan na pinatidan namin. So graduation ko, graduation after na ng ano, after ng graduation namin. Because we both value education because we believe that if you want to change your situation, your life right now, you know, education is the key. You have to educate yourself to make yourself better, to give you better opportunities, to open new doors for you. You know, you have to make yourself ready for this new opportunity. Sayang naman kasi kung nandito ka na sa US, pwede ka namang mag-aral, hindi mo ginawa. So how are you going to become a lawyer? So, you know, education. If you want to improve your position, then punta ka sa master's, you know. And after that, graduate hanggang sa mabot mo yung highest. At kahit nabot mo na yung highest, mas maganda pa rin yung continuously educating yourself. Because you'll never know kailan mo magagamit yung mga knowledge na yun eh. O yung mga certificates na yun, di ba?
Yeah, totoo yan. Attorney Aileen, do you also feel like you've become the mentor you once needed when you were just starting?
Ako? Yeah, I mean, actually, I love sharing my experience. I love sharing knowledge. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I mentioned it to you in the past that I also taught here. Yun talaga, I never imagined na magiging magtuturo ako dito. But when I started doing that, I learned to love teaching. And since then, because you know, when you're teaching, you're sharing your experience, and then you're helping this person to also learn more, to also gain knowledge and experience that you already have. Yung hindi ba madamot? Because it's better if we all are progressing. Kasi, you know, mas magpa-prosper tayo kung lahat tayo progressive. Ibig sabihin, instead na ibaba mo yung kapwa mo, iangat mo para lahat tayo makaangat. Yan ang ibig kong sabihin. And educating, sharing, mentoring, you know, definitely will help our like for example, in the legal profession. So mas mai-improve because nagtutulungan kayo because you're sharing your, and also for me, mentoring. I love to see people reach their dream. I love to see people, and I love to be part of that success. Yeah. Kaya medyo frustrated ako pagka, you know, may mga taong namimit ko na but parang ang damot ng knowledge, you know, but parang ang damot naman ng resources. See, magdamot ka na ng pera because, you know, it's material, pero yung material thing, pero yung ipagdadamot mo pa yung alam mo, yung experience mo, I don't see the point why. Other than nakikita mo na, you know, that could be a competition or competitor. Pero ako, I don't believe in competition. I believe in collaboration.
Totoo. Minsan ka lang kasi makahanap ng taong tutulungan ka. Most of the people kasi, they're insecure. They see you as a threat. They see you as a competition. So it's really hard to find people who will really guide you or help you throughout your journey. So yeah.
Pero alam mo, Neska. Sorry. Pero alam mo, Neska, ang confidence is something that you have to develop. Mm-hmm. And nag-start yun habang maliit ka pa. Kaya yung parents mo, they play a big role in molding you into this confident person. And I'm very, very thankful sa nanay ko, sa tatay ko, because they train me well to be confident. Minsan kahit na hindi ko alam, parang feeling ko kayang-kaya ko. So, dun yung lakas ng loob. So, courage also. Pag confident ka, may courage ka. And pag may courage ka, you will take the risk. Tulad ng sinabi ko sa'yo, di ba? Do you want to just catch a small fish in the ocean? De doon ka lang sa tabi. Pero kung gusto mo to catch the bigger fish in the ocean, you have to take the risk, go to the deeper part of the ocean. So you need courage and confidence.
Totoo. Personally talaga, nagpapasalamat talaga ako kay Attorney Aileen kasi she's been really a good mentor for me. She's been a great mentor, and you know, knowing her, was a blessing. It's really a blessing for me kasi parang wala pang nag-guide or there's nobody pa na nagsasabi sa akin dito sa like legal advice or like bar preparations or something or sa law school din advice. So yun, I'm really thankful kay Attorney Eileen kasi she's been generous sharing her experience, words of wisdom, and yeah, super thankful ako talaga kay Attorney Eileen.
You're welcome. What I really want to see is tawagin kitang kumpanya.
We're working on that. Yeah. Si Kersha din, sabi din ni May Devera, forever thankful to Attorney Eileen and Attorney Ord.
Nako naman, yeah. Siyempre naman. We all we wanted to do is to for us to be successful. Mas maganda yung mas marami yung successful kaysa yung ikaw lang ang nasa taas. Malungkot 'yun.
Mm-hmm. Totoo, totoo. So Attorney Eileen, what's your advice for younger generation or for young lawyers or yeah, aspiring to be lawyers?
Of course, you have to have you have to want it, you know, badly. So you'll do everything to get what you want because you want it badly. And never stop trying. You will always fail because you're not perfect.
Yeah.
And when you fail, tayo ka lang ulit. You know, tingin-tingin ka sa tabi mo, pagpag lang, move on. Wala naman silang magagawa eh. There, you know, you manage, you navigate, you drive your own life, you know. You will become what you want to be depending on your choices in life. Not depending on your failures. It depends on your choices. So make better choices in life. And of course, pray for it. Have faith. And then of course, surround yourself with the people that you love. Stay away from toxic people. They're not going to do you any good. You only live once. You want to make the most out of your life. Your one life here on earth, one way ticket. So when you reach the end of your life, ask yourself, you know, was it worth it? Are you happy? Because happiness is not going to happen right now. You're still struggling. You're still trying, you know. Pagdating ng oras na, masasabi mo masali naman, I live a good life. So kahit na ang dami mang failure, ha? Like I said, it's not the failure, it's the choices that you make after you fail. And then of course, look around you, yung mga taong nagmamahal sa iyo nandiyan. So be their strength then. Sometimes even if you are tired, you're weak, you have to appear strong para sa iba. You know? And then nakakatulong din sa iyo because you will not let yourself down dahil alam mo na may mga tumitingin sa iyo, nagtitiwala, umaasa sa iyo. So you have to be the person that you know, they have to look up, and you know, ikaw magbigay ng energy ng pag-asa sa kanila. It ano, napakasarap ng pakiramdam na nakakatulong ka kaysa yung ano, ikaw yung laging humihingi, ikaw yung laging umaasa. You know, siguro yun na lang yung pride mo sa sarili mo na nakakatulong ako sa kapwa ko. And at the same time, syempre, of course, inaabot mo yung pangarap mo.
Totoo, Attorney Eileen. So, Attorney Eileen, what's your hope for the next generation of women in law?
Hope ko, syempre, is to continue in breaking ceilings. Marami pang kailangang abutin. Marami pang kailangang lagpasan. And not just because you're a woman, but as a person, you know, make it a goal to strive more. Don't settle with less, you know, work for best, not just for better. So, you know, always exceed your own expectation. You know, minsan hindi mo alam, ay, kaya ko pala yun. Pero kaya mo talaga. Kailan mo lang maniwala sa sarili mo. So, let's just continue to show not the world, not the man, para sa sarili mo, para sa atin. Because you will feel good if you know that you're doing the right thing. No matter what your dream is, low man yan o hindi, you know, as long as you're happy where you at, as long as you feel that you've you're confident with yourself. Yun yun. And makaka, you want to have a positive impact sa kapwa mo. You know, you want to be a good example, a good model para sa iba. Kaya lang minsan, mahirap, pero yun yun eh, that's what life is. Life is what you make it, diba? So it's up to you how you want to live your life, but you know, you have a choice.
Yeah, I agree. Attorney Aileen, very well said. Just curious lang again, Attorney Aileen, where do you see yourself 5 years from now as a lawyer, as a mentor, and maybe even a public figure?
Public figure na ako, ano. 5 years from now, of course, I want to grow the law firm. That's the that's a dream. Grow it in a way na mas marami pa tayong matulungan. I'm also growing Lawin Media Network, you know, and because this is also public service, and that's why you said ano, public servant, because we do. Kasi sa akin, it's not just about making a living, but living a life as well. A life na magiging proud ka, you know that God will be proud of you because you're doing the right thing. You're trying to be righteous and at the same time, nakakatulong. Sa akin kasi, it's more of not just me, but us. You know, kung maiangat ko kay lahat, di ba saya dahil marami tayo doon, di ba? Kaysa naman ako lang. So yun, growing the law firm, growing the Lawin Media Network, and mas marami pa tayong matulungan na kapwa natin. Makapunta kayo dito, magsama-sama tayo dito, di ba? That's a dream.
Yeah, really looking forward na ma-meet ka in person, Attorney Aileen, and you know, get to work with you in the long run pa, na mas maraming years pa with you and with the firm and with the network. Kasi, you know, I really admire you, how you handled things. Kahit ang dami mong ginagawa, you're still able to do great things. And you're able to perform the best way that you can. So, yeah.
Let's not forget also, marami mga times na I feel down. I'm also a human being, you know. I just need to find a way to forget it. You know, so kailan talaga merong tayong ginagawang iba maliban sa trabaho as a lawyer. You know, it's already a stressful kind of job, so we need to find an outlet para we can find at least not a balance, but at least to lessen the stress, the load. So for me, kasi I have kids, you know, definitely very therapeutic sila. when I feel so down, I have my family to cheer me up, my husband, my children, and my garden, because I love gardening. So when my children are seeing me, you know, in the garden, talagang seriously, I'm tilling the land and even talking to my plants, they know that I'm de-stressing myself. They already know that.
Yeah, so that's your way of de-stressing kapag you're tilling the land, you're gardening.
Oh, I'm not eating, ah. Yeah, I do that. And I love watching them grow, yung ano, mga halaman mo, and then magbubunga na sila. You know, I love to harvest and cook the food and eat the food. And healthy pa, di ba?
Yeah, totoo.
Gusto ko itang tanungin, kaya lang ako ini-interview mo next time ikaw interview.
But anyway, Attorney Aileen, thank you for letting us put you in the hot seat today. Because, you know, I've said earlier that it's not every day that we get to hear the story behind the voice. Because you're more than a host. You're a mentor. You're a fighter. You're an inspiration to so many. Also, like, to me, you're an inspiration. And of course, to our listeners, you are such an inspiration. So, yeah. So, sorry, listeners, if you are fired up or you're inspired or this episode made you smile, don't forget to share, follow, and stay with us here on Legal Treats.
Yes, so Neska, kailan ka naman? I'll prepare for that.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll also prepare for that. Anytime.
Yeah, well, don't sa mga, for our viewers, for all of you who are out there, Legal Treats, actually, let me tell you about Legal Treats. So this is season 3 na, no? I started this just because it was part of my advocacy then to share the opportunity to others to gain legal knowledge. Kasi alam mo naman, mag-asas ang law school, diba? At least we share this experience, this knowledge to our viewers. Free of charge, you know, definitely. And that's why I always tell them to share what you've learned from here. Share it to those who you think might need it. Kasi katulad nyo, you may not be interested in going to law school, but you have a daughter, a son, or a friend who is already in law school or planning to join the legal profession. You know, feel free to share kung ano yung mga pinagkwentuhan namin ni Neska dito, because sabi nga nila, in order for you to understand the struggle of a person, you have to wear their shoes, right? Ngayon, kung hindi ka naman naglo-law, you don't know. Pero talagang hindi siya madali. Kahit naman anong challenges, magiging mahirap kapag ka mag-isa mo lang ina-navigate yon. So, having a mentor, having itong mga information na sinishare namin, hopefully makatulong o maka-inspire. O kaya naman, baka naman, you know, hindi mo alam na, you're pala destined to be a lawyer, tapos napakinggan mo kami. Let us know, because I will be so happy to know that we are able to encourage, to inspire another soul.
That's right. So don't forget to share, to follow, and stay with us here on Legal Treats. That's, we have on our Facebook page, also on YouTube, also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
That's right. So we are now at the end of our episode. Again, Legal Treats every Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Time here in Texas and in the U.S. But in the Philippines, ang galing-galing Sabado na ng umaga sa inyo. 7:30 a.m. So nag-aalmasal kayo habang pinapakinggan nyo kami.
Yeah, that's right. That's right here.
And if you have any suggestions, kung gusto nyong pag-usapan namin dito, feel free to send that to us. We'll look into it and we'll see what we can do. We definitely, our goal is to be able to help however we can. As long as kaya namin, we'll try to do it. As long as it's not illegal. That's why it's Legal Treats, right?
That's right, Attorney Aileen. So we're down to the last portion of our segment. And yes, so we'd like to thank you, Attorney Aileen, for letting you put in the hot seat. Thank you so much. And of course, to our listeners, thank you so much for watching and for listening in our podcast. Sana maging consistent kayo sa pakikinig sa amin dito sa Legal Treats.
Ayan. So, I'd like to give thanks to Lawin Media Network, to our director, Krisha. thank you, Krisha, for your support. Sometimes she joins the show, sometimes not, but definitely she's helping us so much in, you know, making this possible. I also would like to thank yung mga naging guest natin at yung mga magiging guest pa natin. So abangan ninyo dahil next Friday, Saturday naman sa Philippines, abangan ninyo ang susunod naman namin ilalagay sa hot seat.
Yeah, sure. Abangan nyo kung sino yung ilalagay namin sa hot seat next.
Surprise! All right, well then, thank you so much. Till next Friday, enjoy your weekend. Have a good one. Thank you. See ya. Bye-bye.